Have you heard of Eric Name of The Athletic?
Oh, he's famous.
He covers the Bucks, and he joins us every Tuesday.
I'm following him on Twitter now.
Right around this time on the Wendy's Big Show, and there he is. Eric, how are you this afternoon, my friend?
What's up, Avatar?
I'm great. How are you guys?
What's up, Avatar?
We're doing well.
Anybody call you Avatar?
Does anybody still call you Avatar? No. No.
Right. I don't think anyone did other than Gary Richards.
That's it? I was the only one?
I think you were the only one.
He called you that because he can't pronounce your last name.
It's Name. His last name is Name.
But I don't think he knew it. Like, if he knew it, he would know how, but he didn't know it, so it was fine.
No, you figured it out, Eric.
Eric was tall, right?
Yes,
was Eric tall?
Gary can't remember.
He was tall. He's still tall.
Tall.
Gary can't remember the name of all our interns, so he just gives you a name that he can remember.
I know Mandela.
You do know Mandela.
It makes a lot of sense.
It does.
It makes a lot of sense.
I want to talk about
Bella.
Can we get into the Bucks, man? Can we get into the Bucks, please?
Yeah.
All right. I want to get into the move that the Bucks made earlier this week, and you heard John Horst there allude to maybe more moves on the horizon. But the conversation we were just having, and you printed the quotes from Giannis talking about the fact that he doesn't go and play in these pickup games with the likes of LeBron and Durant and Carmelo and James Harden in the offseason because he doesn't want to get buddy-buddy with these guys and then compete against them. And maybe even more importantly, he doesn't want them picking things from his game that they can exploit later on. You know NBA players and the NBA culture as well as anybody I talk to on a regular basis. This has become a league of recruiting and guys wanting to play with their friends. Does this hurt the Bucks down the road if and when they try to bring free agents to Milwaukee, or is that something that we in the media create?
No, man, it's really interesting because I've described this as a double-edged sword. Because when you look at the idea of the NBA, it's about recruiting, right? Like, you're going to find your buddies, you're going to play together, and that's going to be fine. And most of that recruiting happens with Team USA. There's no doubt when you look at all the super teams that have been put together throughout, I mean, the last decade, you're looking at dudes that played together in the 08 Olympics, the 04 Olympics, the 12 Olympics, the 16 Olympics, like all of those years, you can really draw a line from their time together to the team that they created later on. And to me, that's never going to exist with Giannis. He plays for Team Greece. I don't think you're really looking forward to him and Nick Kalathis teaming up together. That's not going to be a super team anytime soon. So you just have a guy that doesn't really have that chance to recruit. But on the other side of things, guys can't recruit him. He can't be recruited because he's playing for the Greek national team. So I think it ends up going both ways, that it is probably going to hurt that you don't have a guy that can recruit in that way. Hey, maybe it's Chris Middleton if he starts to get a bigger role in Team USA, but you don't have a guy that can recruit like that. But also, it's going to be really tough for people to recruit him, and especially so with him not wanting to work out with even some of the Nike guys that he's on the roster with.
Mm. You get down with that? You don't want to go back with Eric? Because you go ahead, Rami. I'm not you.
What do you mean? No, I asked him a question.
He answered it. Well, he agreed with me.
In a sense, yes. But Eric, okay, I'll say what I said to Gary when we were having the discussion.
Please,
I want him to recruit when it's time to recruit. In other words, say Kevin Durant hits the free agent market and is considering the Milwaukee Bucks. I don't know if that's a possibility or not. I'm just throwing a hypothetical out there. As long as he picks up the phone or is part of a visit when Kevin Durant comes to visit the Bucks and see what they have to offer him, that's enough for me on the recruiting front. I don't need him to go play in these pickup games and befriend every superstar in the NBA. As long as he doesn't pull what Derrick Rose pulled a few years ago when the Bulls were trying to sign Carmelo Anthony, I'm fine. That to me, that's the extent of recruiting that I expect an NBA player to do. And then it's on the organization to make the place appealing enough to superstars to want to come and play here and make him an offer that's fair and that will match up against any offer that another NBA team will put out there.
Yeah, well, to me, I'm happy you brought up Rose. And of course it is. You would remember all of this. But, you know, as I was talking to Giannis about this, that was the thing that kept coming to my mind was I remember when Derrick Rose was thinking, that was what, summer of 2010, when he was thinking through all of that, and they're like, oh, do you want this guy to come play? He's like, no, I'm good. Like, I got this. And it was just like, well, you don't have this. LeBron and the Heat just took it to you, so you don't have this. So maybe you should want someone to come along. And, you know, I think that's the trouble, is that's really the biggest and best counterexample we have to recruiting at the moment is Derrick Rose when he was outright refusing help. And I don't think it will get to that extent with Giannis. And, you know, I don't think he feels necessarily quite as strongly in that direction. Like, hey, I'm not going to take phone calls. I'm not going to say, like, hey, it'd be okay if you came here. I want to do something. Like, I don't think he's going to say all of that. And I think it's going to be really interesting because in my story over at The Athletic, what I ended up writing was that, you know, I talked to Kevin Durant on Friday. And, you know, when we talked about this, he had mentioned that, yeah, like you reported, Eric, like, yeah, Giannis and I started texting a few weeks ago after the last time we played. And, you know, when we talked through things, like, I was kind of telling Giannis, like, hey, man, like, you're going to, like, you can say that you don't want to, like, work out with us or be buddy-buddy or whatever, but, like, we got film on you, man. Like, I got all the film I need. I know what you do. And then he added that, you know, we're all unique players. Like, I can't steal your move because I don't have the same body as you. I don't have the same agility as you. I don't have the same, like, I'm not the same player as you. So, like, in the end, like, I'm curious to see it kind of how Kevin Durant, who's on, like, the total other end of the spectrum of this, like, how, as those two start to text each other, as they become closer friends, like, you know, does Giannis start to loosen up on that a little bit and start to think, like, okay, yeah, you know, maybe I can go do this Nike camp with Kevin Durant, with LeBron, and hang out for a couple of days, and we don't have to work out, and they don't have to see me, like, and I'll try to steal my secrets, whatever. Like, they don't have to do all that, but we can, you know, force, like, kind of create a closer relationship and ultimately be okay with each other. And in the end, I can be okay with someone else coming to play with me at Milwaukee.
Hey, Eric, do you think we're still on this new coach bump, that they're 18-8 in first place, or because Giannis leads the team in every major category, points, rebounds, assists, and steals, and he's second in blocks. I mean, essentially everything. Can he keep this pace up, or somebody has – you need one of your guards to be the assist leader, and maybe one of your guards are the steals leader, or you think they can keep this up and be okay?
No, they should be able to keep this up. Like, I think going into the year, I thought this was a 50-plus win team pretty easily. Once you got to see them in the preseason, how well the offense worked, I bumped it up to 55, and now seeing them have that success in the regular season, like, okay, maybe this is a 60-win team. And, you know, one thing that I've been really interested in is, you know, I tell people this all the time, but, you know, in many ways, Giannis is modern Shaq. And I don't like making comparisons. Comparisons are always tough because he dribbles into those looks. So rather than getting the ball on the block or getting an alley-oop or, you know, pivoting a couple times and dunking on dudes, which Giannis does from time to time, like, he's able to create these looks on his own. And what we've seen with the Golden State Warriors is they weaponized Steph Curry's shooting, where you have to go cover him all the way to the half-court line. Giannis has kind of used gravity in the opposite way, where if you don't put three dudes on him at the rim, he's going to dunk on someone. And even if you do, he's probably still going to dunk on someone. So you got to find a way to get as many people in there as possible. And with the shooters that they have around him, you're essentially going to create a spot where either Giannis dunks or Giannis kicks it out. And most nights, teams are saying, you know what? We're going to live with Giannis kicking it out. And we've seen that bite the Bucks. We saw it bite the Bucks against the Warriors, where they only hit 7 threes in that game, had their worst shooting performance of the season. And you got to be saying, like, yeah, we're going to live with that, because we're not going to live with Giannis dunking on us.
Because that's how Brogdon got the wide-open three.
That is correct. The Middleton drives baseline.
Yep.
Giannis cuts through the middle. Everyone sucks to Giannis. Kick it out to Brogdon, you get a three. And that's really what the whole basis is. So
yep, they said, we'll live with that. We'll live with that, but we're not going to let Giannis beat us, or Middleton.
Yep, so that's why it's not a problem that he leads in assists, because everything has been built around him and built around the idea that you're going to make teams make that option. And that's part of the reason why Brook Lopez has been such a key signing for this team.
Yes.
And why they needed him, because, you know, now even at the center position, you have a shooter. So you have Giannis surrounded by four shooters at all times.
Nice.
I don't know what the numbers say, but earlier in the season, it seemed to me, Eric, and you probably know, like, Giannis was attempting the three a lot more than he is now. And like you said, now it seems like he's attacking the rim and just dunking everything. Has Mike Budenholzer stepped off the demand for Giannis, like everybody else on the team, to let it fly, as has become his catchphrase unofficially?
No, he will not move off that. He still wants Giannis shooting the three. And the big thing is that Giannis has to have the confidence to shoot the three. And I think what we've seen over the last month is even if you do have someone telling you, hey, you got to shoot it, missing that many threes is going to affect your psyche, period. Like, there's nothing you can do. No matter how many people you have telling you, hey, man, let it fly, if you miss a bunch of shots, you're going to think at some point, should I really let it fly? Like, I haven't hit one in a couple games. Like, maybe I won't let it fly. So I think it's going to be an interesting balance this whole year because Mike Budenholzer is going to keep forcing the issue because Giannis told us a month ago that Bud said, hey, man, you might not make them this year, but you're going to make them next year. If you don't make them next year, you're going to make them the year after that. So at some point, you got to be shooting these threes, and that's what we want. So he's going to keep forcing that issue, but I do think Giannis has kind of realized, like, okay, when I'm really at my best is when I'm attacking the rim, when I'm trying to get these dunks. So let's find a way to get these dunks.
You heard the soundbite of John Horst from Chuck and Winkler this morning coming out of the break, Eric, saying that they're open to adding more to this roster. Two-part question, I guess. What did you think of the move that was made earlier this week, and what, if anything, and not a particular player, but just what type of guy do you think they might be looking for if there is something added to this roster as the season moves along?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I can't remember if it was Steve Kerr or if it was Larry Drew last night, but they said something to the effect of, you know, you see this team and how they've surrounded Giannis. It's kind of like how when the Cavs were building around LeBron or the Heat were building around LeBron, the only dudes they signed, they all had William Thomas. You knew, like, there was someone that could shoot the basketball. LeBron's team, no matter what team it was going to be interested. So as far as what they had, if that dude can't shoot threes, he's not going to be in a distance. They figured out the formula, like, Giannis can get all these dunks, and we're going to get these threes with these other guys. So that'll be where I start, where I just don't imagine them ever adding anyone that can't shoot the three. So that would be the first thing about, you know, who they might add or try to look at. And then I think the other thing, what that move was really about was taking the weight off of the shoulders of all their starters. So right. That entire starting lineup outside of Giannis needs a new contract at the end of the year.
100.
And how they were set up at the moment, before that, you know, maybe you'd have been able to keep three of the four. You definitely weren't going to be able to keep all four,
right,
and give them the raises that they were going to deserve or the years that they were going to deserve. So you probably were going to get two or three of them, and then you're
We're losing, yeah. Eric. I think we got most of the answer.
Yeah, well, thank you, Eric. We appreciate it, man.
Eric, you can borrow my ex next time. You can borrow my ex.
I think I got most of the answer that we were looking for from Eric's name, and we appreciate it. Find his work at theathleticwisconsin.com, covering the Milwaukee Bucks, and on Twitter at Eric_name, and every Tuesday right here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans.
When Mandela did that, he didn't spit all over me.
To those right here in our communities since 1935.